So I've definitely been doing a lot of shopping over the summer. I can't lie, just because where I live in Athens, there's not many like big stores, but I love the mall where I live in Tampa. So you bet your bottom dollar I've been shopping. So I got the app Drop. It's a free app that's giving out cash rewards to over 3 million members for the shopping that you do every day. All you have to do is link your debit card, credit card when you sign up, and you select the stores that you shop with the most, and you literally earn points each time you spend money there. Like, what? And it's literally for stores like Amazon, Sephora, Lululemon, and many more. And those are all stores that I shop at. So, Drop is incredibly easy to use. It works in the background, which is nice to recognize when you make those transitions. So you don't have to like transactions, I mean, so you don't do it yourself. It just automatically recognizes it. So at those stores that you selected, it will give you the rewards for those purchases. Unlike most reward programs, you're able to earn across a number of brands, which is nice, so you accumulate points very quickly. So, for a limited time, if you head to the App Store or Google Play and sign up for Drop using the code GALS, you'll receive a $10 Starbucks gift card right away. So, make sure to link that debit card or credit card, whatever it may be, to sign up and redeem your reward. And remember, once you get the app, to use the code GALS for a free $10 Starbucks gift card.
We love that. Love some good free caffeine.
Caffeine is so hype. That's like 2 cups of coffee. I'm here for it.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Brooke.
I'm Danielle. We're so excited to be back at it for you guys. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. We're getting through the week. It's summer for probably pretty much most people listening to this, unless you know, have a real job, and I'm sorry.
In that case, well, I'm a lot sorry. Of like college or high school seniors, they're like done with classes, but they don't graduate for like a week or two. You know, it's like that long, drawn out wait.
So, yeah.
But I'd say that's summer still.
Like all the like award ceremonies and like, you know, things like that. I feel like you've been doing that circuit recently.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Last night I was at my old high school and like I said before, loved high school. You know, I really don't mind going back. But last night I was really tired and I just wasn't in the mood to talk. And like my old English teacher came up to my old math teacher like, how's UGA? You know, like that standard just how's UGA question.
Yeah.
It's just not a vibe.
It's like, it's great. Things are going really well for me. It's like, I don't know which direction to take it. Do you take it in terms of friends or academics? It's like, there's a million different routes you could go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only, like, my stat teacher asked me, and I was like, oh, stat in college is a lot harder than you, Mr. Van Treese, or, like, stuff like that. But when it comes to just, like, I don't know. It was just like, it's great, and I don't want them to think I'm lying because I truly do love it. I just don't feel like elaborating, you know?
Yeah. No, I totally get that. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So we wanted to chat with you guys today just about our highlights and lowlights. This episode is actually going to be something completely different than we've ever done.
Yes.
So Danielle and I played a little game. Are we going to call it a game? Shoot. I don't know how else to refer to it.
So, yeah, it's like the 73 Questions Vogue. Very, very fun. Brooke and I are both a big fan of those videos. And we were trying to come up with creative things to do for the podcast because we do like to create fun content for you guys. I know a lot of you guys just like when we chat, but sometimes we like to do something fun. So we both just came up with 73 questions each for each other, didn't tell each other what the questions were. And one of them is going to be me asking Brooke the questions, and the other one's Brooke asking me the questions, and they're going to be split up throughout the next few weeks, so it's not like 73 questions this week and 73 questions next week, but yeah, it was fun, and you get to know each of us a little bit better.
It's fun just because we didn't tell each other the questions before, so it's like super like rapid fire, like let's go at it, and like we answer like such random things to some of them, because your brain is just like, I don't know why I'm thinking of this, so just keep that in mind. It's not too deep. It's just like a super fun game, and yeah, it was fun to think of the questions and everything too, so definitely enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's funny. Some of the questions, we both obviously Googled 73 questions because we both had someone to save. It was funny. But I learned some stuff about you. It was really cool. Got to know all the stuff about my bestie.
Yeah, I definitely learned some too. Yeah, love that. So with that being said, should we hop into our highlights and lowlights?
Yes. Well, I think we should start with a joint highlight. We're going to Greece in a couple weeks.
Casual. Just a casual.
I like forget we're going. And then like yesterday I was FaceTiming my friend. She's like, are you excited for Greece? And I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah, I am. I completely forgot.
I keep forgetting too, because I have so many people right now that are on post grad trips. Like, they legit graduated and left like the day after for these like elaborate like Europe or like, I don't know, cross country, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I'm not doing a post grad trip. But then I'm like, yes, I am. Like, it's just in a few weeks. I don't know why my brain like goes to that place where I'm like, nah, I'm just at home. But I'm so excited.
No, you're about to do so much. Well, we're really excited because we're going to Greece with EF Ultimate Break. We're going on their 10-day Greek Islands trip. I'm so excited. And with EF Ultimate Break, it's not just any kind of travel. It's group travel. And it's kind of like you're thinking to yourself, I can't believe we just saw that, ate that, did that. And when are we doing that again? I did an EF trip last summer. And it was so much fun. I mean, Ultimate Break is the way to experience the world. You can choose from over 65 trips to places like the Greek Islands, Paris, Costa Rica, or anything like that. So lock in your spot with $150, then pay the rest over time interest-free.
I think it's so cool because the trips, like, give you the perfect mix of the free time, but then they're also going to show you the spots that you, like, want to see. I mean, obviously, this is my first trip with EF, but I feel like, Danielle, based on what you've said, you have had a good bit of free time on them, but then you've also, you know, seen the sights and gone to all the must-see places, so you don't have to plan a thing. You literally just have to show up, which I am so excited for.
Oh, it's the best, especially with international travel. Like, I'm all about making an itinerary, but when it comes to international travel, it's so nice because you have a local tour guide who takes you to places and tells you, like, sayings that the people in that area use or, you know, certain manners to use. It's just so fun, and you become friends with all the people on your trip, and we're just going to have a time and a half is all I have to say.
I cannot wait, especially the weather. It's going to be stunning, and just the pictures and everything. So follow us on Instagram to keep up, because you guys, I'm already so excited. I'm already planning my outfits.
Oh my gosh, are you really?
Are you on that grind?
I ordered
a bunch.
Yeah, I've been buying things for sure. I don't have any outfits planned, but I definitely need to figure out the suitcase situation. Should be a good time.
Yeah, we definitely have to do that. But I feel like since we're wearing a lot of like dresses and like looser things, like it's not going to take up too much room to pack. You know, we're not bringing like heavy layers.
No, yeah, I definitely suggest using packing cubes if you have any. They definitely help constrict everything and like make room. All about bringing as much as you can.
Definitely. Can I give a shout out? I just went on the website for the first time, Sabo Skirt. Have you ever heard of this website?
Yes, that's perfect for Greece. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Just like the most stunning like dresses, and like they're like maxis, and then I got like a little shorter one. And I really, if I like the quality, I'm gonna order this set that I've been eyeing, but I want to make sure that I like it, you know?
Yeah, let me know how fast the shipping is. The only reason I haven't shopped there lately is because I always want something really soon, and it like takes some like a while, or maybe it's updated.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's why like Princess Polly is awesome, because it comes so freaky fast. It's like, I feel like you order it and like legit it's 2 days later it's there.
It's like faster than Revolve sometimes.
No, seriously. And then I did a lot of shopping actually, because I was cleaning out my closet here, so I was like, you know, I don't have jeans right now, I don't have whatever it is. So I've been on the shopping gang.
Gang, gang, gang. Did you, you should check out Zara if you go to the mall, because they have really cute stuff right now.
Yeah, I saw your vlog. So you got really like good. I hate I just hate shopping at Zara though. It's very overwhelming.
It is. I completely agree. I was just in the mood.
Yeah, but they do have cute stuff, like the shoes you got and everything. Adorable. Big fan.
Thank you. I know. I literally told my friends when we walked in, I was like, don't let me buy shoes. I'm going to want to buy shoes. So they kept trying to get me to not buy those. I was like, no, I've been looking for these in specific for so long. It was funny.
And, like, everything that you got was cute. I just struggle in bigger stores like that, like the Forever 21s and the Zara's, because I'm like, I don't know where to go. But, like, online shopping is fine, but the in-store is very overwhelming, if that makes sense.
No, for sure. And it's weird, because if people have been watching my videos for a while, like, I was obsessed with Forever 21. Like, I was a Forever 21 stan. And now, like, we went there the other day at the mall. I haven't been mall shopping in years. And not years, actually, but you know what I mean. And I, like, was like, can we leave? I like Forever 21 was just so crazy. I still like Forever 21, just like online.
Yeah, totally. That makes sense. It's very easy. And then I've heard that the online exclusive section on Forever 21 on the website is really good.
It's good. But then I'm like, why am I spending $40 on a shirt on Forever 21? You know, I like get like weirded out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is this actually good quality? But it usually is. I agree. It's cute stuff.
But then, yeah, I see what you're saying, because $40 online shopping could like stretch a long way. I totally get that.
You know? Yeah. But whatever, yeah. It's fine.
It's all good. So what's your, I guess we'll do low lights first, you know, talk about the sad stuff.
Yeah, well, we got to hit the jingle. Hit it, Will.
Highlights and low light.
All right, so my low light, I'm not going to get all sappy. I'm really not sad. But the only, I'm really just happy right now. Life is good. But my only low light is definitely just, like, I miss having a dog around. I definitely, like, miss Miley. My mom's talking about getting another dog, and we're trying to expedite that process, which would be so cool. She's definitely wants to get another dog. But I'm like, if you're going to get another dog, freaking get it when I'm home for the summer so I can, like, spend time with the puppy. I'm going to want to fly home every weekend if she gets it this fall or something.
Oh, what kind of dog is she talking about?
I don't know. Like, I'm being, like, biased because I got to basically pick our last dog and, like, I gave her her name and everything. So I'm, like, being annoying, but I know it's not my turn this time. She wants, I don't know, like, my family in general has been talking about, like, someone mentioned a Yorkie. I don't know. I don't want a Yorkie. I want just another Labradoodle, but that's just me.
Yeah, I get that. I feel like once you start with, like, one type of dog, it's, like, kind of hard to stray away from it because you become, like, attached to that. Like, we do we do labs in my family. That's, it, like, what we do because we had, like, a lab that passed away and we got a new lab.
So did? How old were you when that one passed away?
I think I was in, like, 10th or 11th grade. At one point, we had two dogs. Yeah, my one dog, Java, was the first one, and she was, like, on the down slope. Yeah, and then we got Cookie to, like, kind of, like, revive her and, like, bring, like, a younger dog, like, younger energy into it. Aww. And it definitely worked, but then my other dog obviously passed away just because of age and things like that. Yeah, but I can't even imagine. That's probably hard though, because at least I had another dog around. Like, you have, you know, like, there's just nothing there now. So that's very
it's just
hard.
Weird, like, you guys know, if you have dogs, like, when you get home, like, you walk up the stairs and you're expecting your dog waiting for you, or it's just like, even just like, I said this in a video, like, being home alone, I would feel so comfortable when Miley was here because, like, she would bark or something, but now, like, if I hear a noise, I'm like, oh, it's not Miley, like, you know, like, it's just scary. Yeah, so that would be my only low, and it, like, she was just definitely like a family bonding thing, but other than that, life is pretty dandy. So, yeah.
I feel like you're peaking. Summer is your peak. You know that, though.
It's funny. Everyone says that. Everyone's like, oh, my God, the summer vlogs. Like, they're my fave. And I definitely, I guess I, sure, yeah, I'm peaking. Let's just go with it. What about you? What's your low light?
I'm just stressed about adulthood, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Boston on Friday to look at apartments. And, honestly, I'm just very, very stressed about everything, just with, like, you know, applying for them, and, like, I'm, like, hoping that my credit's good enough, even though I have been building credit, but it's hard to get an apartment, you know, so I would ideally not like my parents to be co-signers on this apartment, because I really just want it to be 100% mine, but it is my first apartment out of college, so just kind of organizing all my stuff, getting ready, and we're going up there Friday, so I'm legit crossing my fingers that there's, like, two units in two separate buildings that I like, and I'm just crossing my fingers nobody takes them before me, because not signing without seeing them. I know,
that's so fair.
It's a risky game, but I feel like I'll be okay. I'm just, like, hoping that I'll be okay, you know?
Yeah. Wait, so, okay. So, do you get to tour the exact unit that you're interested in?
As far as I know, no.
Okay.
So, it's just the building, and then they show you, like, whatever is available, and then, like, you see the floor plan.
But okay.
I kind of know what kind of floor plan I'm looking for, but at the same time, honestly, at this point, I'm just going to take whatever is available, as long as I like the building and the location.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I know, it is exciting. So I should know on Friday where I'm living, which is very relieving. But
definitely.
I will definitely update you guys, and I will be vlogging because Danielle told me to.
I told her she had to. This is the stuff I want to see.
And a special thanks to Apartments.com for supporting our show. Apartments.com is the number one rental search site with the most listings of apartments, condos, townhomes, and houses. And Apartments.com has the cutting-edge search tools to help you find your perfect place with ease. Apartments.com verifies all of their listings, which means they work to keep all of the information and pricing up to date, so you're not wasting your time. You can visit Apartments.com to find your next place to rent. Change your apartment, change the world. And I have been on my apartment hunt, like you guys know, looking for places in Boston to live in this next phase of my life post-grad. And I have been using apartments.com as my number one search tool. I just love how up-to-date this site is, because other websites I go on and the units that I'm like really interested in actually aren't available, or they don't have the right photos, or they don't have all of the information that I'm looking for. And I feel like apartments.com is really condensing everything, putting it all together in the right spot. So definitely using apartments.com to find the right place for this time around, and changing my life. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. So definitely simple to use, and a great thing. Check it out. Apartments.com.
Yeah, it will be cool, though, to see, like, even if I can't see the exact unit, like you said, like, just seeing the amenities and everything, that's so cool. And these are, like, nice, like, updated buildings, I will say. And, you know, adulthood is pricey, but I feel like it's going to be worth it, because I'll be living in, like, a nice area and, like, having all the amenities and whatnot. So, very excited, but it's, like, mixed feelings, because it's kind of like my parents are, like, this is your move now, like, you got to do it. And I appreciate them. I appreciate them, like, doing that for me, because I'm like, definitely, you're so right. Like, I need to, you know, start being an adult here, but it's just, like, a lot. So, mixed feelings, for sure.
Yeah, that's completely understandable. Wow. That's going to be so exciting, though, and I can't wait to visit you in your new apartment.
Oh, I'm so excited.
My dad was telling me yesterday, we were talking about you, and he lived in Boston for a year, I think, right near, like, Boston University. Anyways, he said Boston, not like you don't know this, but Boston really is a cool place to live, especially, like, right out of college and everything like that. So
that's,
I think
so
you're going to thrive. Yeah, he's excited for
Yay.
You.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, medical stuff in Boston. Like, a lot of people go to med school there.
That's what he did, yeah.
yeah, do, like
he did his residency.
Like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something,
oh, my
like
God,
that.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Because there's hospitals and stuff, so that's dope. Oh, my God.
I know.
Love that.
I know. And, well, you might as well, I mean, you kind of have a crazy week ahead of you. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Just, like, the outline of your week?
Shoot.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I guess I could. Okay, so today and tomorrow. Oh, actually, today I'm getting a big haircut. I didn't even tell you. I'm,
oh,
like,
you're, like, chopping?
Yeah, I'm doing the chopping.
Doing the chopping. That's exciting.
I'm
big girl moves.
The chop.
Oh, my God. Are you really?
Yeah,
wait, show me on your fingers. How far? Like, are you cutting, like, to your shoulders?
Yeah, maybe not that short, but, like, a little longer than
just
that.
Just to make it look healthy. I feel that.
Yes.
That's what I do.
And I had it short for last summer when I was working, and it made my, like, getting ready process legit cut in half.
Oh, there
because
you, go.
You know, your hair just takes less time, and, like, styling, and, like, it lasts longer. I don't know. I liked having the short hair. So, gonna cut it short again, and just all I do is get a glaze. So I'm just gonna dye darker. I do have, like, a plan to kind of dye my hair at some point, but I don't think that's gonna be today. I'll have to share that with you later. That's, like, a TBD. I haven't
decided
yet.
Like a different color?
I kind of want to do like highlights, I guess, but not highlights and lowlights.
Nice plug.
I have a picture of, like, this blogger that I follow, and we have kind of, like, the same skin tone, so
okay.
I don't know how it would look precisely.
Yeah, that's what
but
I, that's what, oh, Sivanela or whatever. That's what I pictured.
Sivanela.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Not like blonde, just like something to kind of highlight your face and accentuate your hair a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. In this picture, I really like it. It's darker. I'm showing Danielle pictures legit on Skype right now.
That's awesome. I think that's perfect.
But besides that, haircut today, and then tomorrow, chill. Then Wednesday, this all happened so quick. My mom legit visited for graduation. She's like, you want to go to Chicago with me? And I was like, I guess so. So we're going for less than 24 hours. The plane there is at 6 a.m. The plane back is at, like, 8 p.m. She has a food trade show for work, and her, like, coworker couldn't go with her. So I was, so she was like, we have an extra pass, and, like, I need help. So I'm legit working, but I don't care. I love my mom. And I think it's fun. Food trade shows are fun. You, like, good to go. Have you ever done a trade show? It's, like, fun. It's like IMATS, but
I've done IMATS.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, you know, different booths and, like,
yeah.
But the difference is the food trade shows, I think everything is free. Like, IMATS, you have to buy the stuff. Food,
oh, it's
not
samples.
Yeah, it's all samples, then you can fill out, like, the order form. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Say you have, like, a grocery store or something, then you fill out the order form and be like, yes, I would like to, you know, order 500 cases or whatever it is.
That would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about that. Even though I don't get to see Chicago, and you said it's so beautiful.
Ugh, I'm obsessed. But that's fine. You'll go back. You'll just get a little taste.
I know, because I'll be seeing the city from, like, the back of an Uber, but it's fine.
Oh, well. That'll do it.
Yeah. And then Thursday, we have Sal's playoff game for lacrosse. So proud of him. Killing it. And then we have Friday, Boston, all day. So we're leaving at, like, 8 a.m. And we're actually taking the ferry there. So you could, like, go through the city on Long Island. Or you could go out east and take the ferry. And that kind of cuts off the city traffic. And, like, you're going, like, around, like, the other way.
Oh, that's really cool. And so are you staying the night there or just going for the day?
Just the day. So that will be, like, we leave at 8 a.m. But we come back at, like, we're not getting back until, like, 11 or 12. Yeah, so I have two appointments booked, and then I'm going to book a third one. But like I said, hopefully one of the first two places I'm crossing my fingers works out, because I really like those. And then the third and, like, fourth options I'm, like, not super thrilled about. But, like,
whatever happens,
I would just rather, like, see all of my options and, like, take all of the information in, you know?
Oh, totally. No, yeah. Wow. I can't wait for all this content. I'm, like, putting so much pressure on you.
Content.
Content, baby. Content.
Have you guys heard about Lively? It's awesome. Basically, Lively offers bras and undies that blur the aesthetic lines of lingerie, active, and swim, taking the best elements of high style and functionality from each category. It's kind of fun because bra shopping goes from just kind of meh to kind of awesome. They bring you a bra experience that leaves you feeling comfortable, confident, and part of a wider community of empowered women. They offer a range of bra styles for all different body types, available in 32A to 44 triple D. You can choose from bralettes, t-shirt bras, push-up bras, plunge bras, and no wire bras, so you can find your new go-to pieces. And it's always one price for all, any style, color, or size. They believe in charging one price for all women, which I think is amazing. And there's free and easy returns, which is awesome, and I think that's a great point about it. So for a limited time now, get $10 off your first order by visiting wearlively.com/gals and enter code gals at checkout. It's only available in the US. And once again, that's wearlively.com. wearlively.com. I love it because the website is super easy to navigate. I love going on there, and there's the convenience of measuring yourself in the comfort of your home with the how-to measure guide, which is awesome. And the bras are super comfortable and they fit well. So go check it out now.
So what's your week like then? Oh my God, I know.
Yeah, so crazy week ahead in the sense of visitors. It was funny, last night I was, like, in bed and I was like, this is my last night of freedom for a while. Like, just, like, alone, me being an independent gal. Oh, no, but actually, this morning, it's Monday as we're recording, this morning, about an hour ago, a ton of my friends left from Georgia to start the drive down to Tampa, and they're coming in two cars. The second car, they're still sleeping, so they're coming a little later. But yeah, I have 8 sorority sisters staying with me this week until Friday.
So crazy.
Woo, I'm really excited. I think my mom is about to hate me, though, because I just know we're all going to be super loud. And, like, we don't really – our house is very open. Like, there's not a lot of areas you can be where, like, you're not annoying other people. So, should be interesting. And then – I actually haven't said this, but then on Friday, my friends leave. And then on Saturday, my boyfriend is coming to Tampa last minute, which is really exciting, because I didn't think I was really going to get to see him. So he's coming for, like, Memorial Day weekend to, like, honestly meet the fam. So should be a
time.
That
is so exciting. So what, you're going to pick him up at the airport and,
yeah,
like, bring him back?
Yeah, it's going to be cute. Then...
How long does he stay for?
He's coming on Saturday afternoon and leaving Tuesday morning because his sister graduates.
Oh, wow. He's here for a minute.
Yeah, well, he was going to leave Monday, but Monday is, like, Memorial Day, so no one wants to, like, stop the party, you know?
Travel.
Like, because we're going to do, like, a barbecue and, like, I don't know. He was like, I don't think I'm going to want to, like, travel that day. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to want to drive you to the airport that day. So Tuesday morning it is.
Yay. Are you vlogging? Are you going to? Oh my God.
I might break the streak. I don't really know. He asked me, he was like, so are you going to, like, be doing your stuff? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I really didn't want to, like, put you in my videos. And he's like, I mean, I don't care. And I was like, what does that mean? I don't really know. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know what I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
You need to do like a proper introduction if he's gonna be on your channel. Like, it can't just be like, oh, and here's my boyfriend. Like, everyone's gonna be like, what the heck?
I know, but I mean, I don't want to do like a boyfriend tag. I don't know.
No. Just like I feel like Gretchen and Max have done this. Gretchen's probably listening. Like, here he is.
Well, yeah, I'd be like, I wouldn't just be like, oh, there he is in the back. Like, no, I would be like, I would be like, this is him. But so, I don't know if that's just like opening a whole big door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to be vlogging the whole weekend, because it's not like we're going to be doing anything different than in my other vlogs. Like, I'm just taking him to the beach, and like, it'll just be a lot of like relaxing, and I kind of don't want to worry about having my camera around. So I don't really know, but I'll gonna be doing like Insta story vlogs, you know, like I'll be doing like,
yeah,
like you guys should definitely keep up with the content on Insta for sure.
So are you gonna like pre-record today? What are you gonna do to not break the streak?
I think the streak is going to be broken soon. I recorded a video late last night to go up today, but I think, and I'm vlogging, I don't know, the streak is gonna be broken in the next few days. I just know it. So.
But you're going to vlog with your friends, though.
Yeah, I'm going to vlog with my friends. I don't know if I'm going to do, like, a week in my life or, like, days. Because I just feel like at night there's going to be times where I'm tired and I don't want to edit. I don't really know.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. When I'm with my friends, for some reason, I, like, can't do anything, like, work-related. I, like, need to get myself in a different room.
Yes.
Like, it needs to be, like, a totally different vibe.
That's been me lately. I used to be good about, like, replying to emails and stuff with them. But now I'm, like, I'll, like, ignore emails because I'm with my friends, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been like 8 hours. They're like wondering what I, you know, you just get into different mindsets. You're not in the work mindset, and you can't reply the way you want to when you're with a friend sometimes.
Yeah, that, I feel you. I think that's why we both like thrive alone. Like, we get so, when each of us are alone, we get so much done. It's like so mind blowing.
I know when you're like in your room alone, because you're just like rapid fire. But like, same for me. Like, but we're never on the same schedule. It's like one of us is like out doing something, the other one's out being productive. It's just funny.
No, it's so true. But I guess that's just what happens when you are
a thousand miles away from each other.
Well, I'm so excited to see all of your posts and stuff this week with your friends. I'm honestly jealous, even though I just said bye to my friends like last week. That sounds like a blast, and a blast and a half.
A blast and a half. I'm really looking forward to it. Gonna need lots of coffee though. I have to like go grocery shopping. I have to pull out the air mattresses, all that before they get here today. So, woot.
Oh yeah,
I'm excited. I really sound like I'm not excited, but I'm hype. Just stressed.
Oh, that's so exciting. No, you'll be fine. I feel like having visitors is stressful, so I totally get that.
Yeah, that'll be fine. That'll be great. A good time.
Yeah, good stuff. So that's not even your highlight, though.
Yeah, okay, my highlight's kind of random and weird, and I don't know how to explain it because I don't want to like be super specific about it, but I just have to share this moment. So basically, last week, before like a ton of my friends from home got home, I was like kind of bored and lonely, and I was just like out back. This is like so random, but I just really had to tell the story. I was out in my backyard, and I was just like, okay, I don't really get in these moods a lot, but I get in these moods sometimes where I feel like no one really wants to talk to me, and I'm just like, I don't really know, like, you know, you look at your phone and no one's texting you, and you're just like,
yeah,
no one's home, and you're just feeling crappy about yourself, like, I don't know, like, for whatever reason. And there was nothing specific that happened. I was just in, like, a weird down mood. And I was like, I hate this. And I was just kind of in the down mood all day. I was just out back. I was tanning. I was trying to, like, get out of it. And then finally, I was sitting out back. I was on my hammock. I remember it was like 5 p.m. And I sat up and I was like, and I had been alone all day, so I wasn't really talking out loud. And this sounds really weird. I was just like, I'm just going to talk to myself out loud. No one's out here, like, whatever. So I honestly just sat there for like 5 to 7 minutes and basically hyped myself up. I was like, Danielle, like, this is your life right now. You need to be thankful. Like, you have all these great friends. This and this is happening soon. Like, you've done so much at this age. Like, I really was just hyping myself up, honestly, because I needed it. And I had my phone, like, on the ground or whatever. And I was just like, I don't know, I just kind of needed, like, a hype-up moment. And then it was so crazy and so weird because there were certain people I was, like, waiting to, like, hear back from about certain things and, like, emails about business and, like, certain other people. And after I'm not even kidding, I was like feeling so good about myself. I was like running around. I was like, okay, yay, life is good. I know this sounds really weird. And then I went and looked down on my phone and I had the email I wanted. I had the text I wanted. It was so weird. But it was once I finally was like feeling good about myself again and like confident.
Yeah.
Was when it all came back to me because I don't know. I don't know, it was just, like, really crazy, and I was like, whoa, that was so weird. I, like, literally manifested that because I was so, like, down because I wasn't getting the feedback I wanted. So finally I just went and, like, was like, I don't care if I need that. I just need to focus on myself right now and, like, feel better, and then I felt so much better, and then that's when I got the responses. It was crazy. It was weird.
So basically you're a manifester now.
Yeah, so it's whatever. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but I just had to share that story. Like, even when it comes to, like, guys, like, my friends will be like, oh, he hasn't Snapchatted me back yet. And I'm like, he's not going to Snapchat you back till you're, like, chilling, doing your own thing and, like, happy with yourself. It's just crazy.
It's so true.
Like, it's not like
you have
even
to
with
do
you.
Your own thing.
Yeah. It's like you just give off this vibe, this energy to the universe, and you just got to, like, bring it all back in.
No, it's so completely true. You are so right. That's actually really, like, eye-opening, I guess, to hear that you've had, like, a little eye-opening moment. But it always is those moments of, like, self-recognition when you're like, you know what, like, I'm awesome, I'm thankful for everything that I've done. So, like, I think that's great, because it's kind of stems from, like, gratitude. So I totally feel that. It's awesome.
Thank you. It sounds woo-woo, but, like, I just really had to share that, and that was my highlight. It was a couple days ago, but it was awesome. So yeah
no, well, that's also just, like, positive thinking and stuff too. So I think I honestly, like, manifestation, it doesn't have to be that deep. People are like, I don't believe in it. It's like, it's literally just, like, positive thinking. It's literally, instead of thinking this is gonna be a bad day, it's thinking this is gonna be a good day, thinking I'm gonna get the news I need to hear. It's just a mindset shift, and it doesn't have to be anything woo if you don't want it to be. It's just generally being happy.
Yeah, like, I know. It's nothing religious, nothing anything. It's literally just putting out good vibes into the world and, like, hoping for them.
Yeah,
back.
Exactly. Yeah. I always do the gratitude thing. Like, I do a journal, and I'm always writing it, like, what I'm thankful for. I try to make a list of at least 5 things and get, like, specific. I'll be like, I'm thankful that, you know, this happened today. I'm thankful for, you know, my parents, my brother, whatever it is. And then I, you know, get into like journaling and stuff, but I feel like gratitude is, like, what you should center all of it on. So it sounds like that's what you did.
I agree.
Who doesn't love a tasty smoothie in the morning? The problem is, it's easy to get stuck on autopilot making the same smoothies every day, and even the best smoothies can start to get boring and predictable. So why not mix things up a little with frozen, dull crafted smoothie blends? They do all the hard work for you, pairing only the most delicious fruits together into unique blends, like taking a typical banana and berry smoothie or mixing it up with mangoes and refreshing limes and kiwis. Or you could treat yourself to a sip of paradise with a strawberry watermelon blend with delicious coconut. The best part is they're born to be blended. Each bag is perfectly proportioned with fruit that is frozen to lock in all of those nutrients and flavor. And every piece is already washed and cut. So all you have to do is fill up your blender with one of the single serving bags, add some coconut water, and then blend for an exciting smoothie. Dole crafted smoothie blends. Find them in your frozen aisle.
Yeah. So what was your highlight?
My low light. Oh, highlight. No, we already did it. Oh my gosh. I'm losing my freaking mind.
I'm like, what, bro? Highlight time.
All over the place. Okay. My highlight. Yeah, literally just being home, being on the grind. Like Danielle said, I feel like when I'm alone in New York, a lot of my friends are still graduating college, so there's legit only, like, 2 of us home right now, and they're still finishing up. Like, they haven't graduated yet either, the 2 friends that are home. So it's just everyone's all over the place, so I have the time to kind of be my best self and thrive, and, like, I've gotten so much stuff done, and getting my life organized and, you know, preparing for this move. And I actually am feeling better about it. Like I just said, I'm stressed about the implications of, like, the move and finding the apartment and everything, but overall getting stuff done, doesn't it feel so good?
Oh my god, the best. Like, there's nothing better.
Honestly, you just feel like you can conquer anything after you've checked, like, a bunch of things off your to-do list. You're like, okay, I can legit, like, do anything I want to do.
Oh, it's literally the best. Like, I've got a to-do list today and I can't wait to check things off. It's so satisfying.
That is, yeah. But I think having your friends will be a good break for you, because I feel like you get, like, hustle, and then, like, this will be, like, your little, like, break, and then we'll go to Greece. I don't know. You're going to have a girl boss summer, for real.
You're so sweet. Yeah, no, I'm really excited. I am excited for my friends to come and just, like, actually have to chill, because they're all super chill. So, yeah.
Love that. Love so should that. We hop into current faves?
Yes, let's do it.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
I'm currently sipping on my current favorite. I'm really into, and I didn't think I'd ever say this, matcha hot green tea. I'm drinking it right now. The only reason I have it is because my mom honestly drinks it, and she like went to Costco and got this huge thing of the Kirkland brand. And it's like a green tea. It just has a little matcha in it. It's not like, I think matcha green tea is a little bit more intense. It's so pretty though. Like when I put the hot water in, it's like literally green, but I can't drink it on its own. I have to put a little cream or milk in it because it's very, very greeny tasting, but with a little milk in it, it's so good. And I do find that it gives me a little bit more of a natural energy, not like the energy I need, like a caffeinated energy. But like this morning I woke up and I was gonna go get Starbucks before we record and I just didn't have the time. So I just made a matcha green tea, and I think it's better to drink that first thing than having like a huge coffee for me. And I think it's been good, and it's tasty and I like it.
Love that. Oh, that's great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I need to try that one because I don't like regular matcha, but I feel like the kind that you got, like the green tea matcha, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's like hot green tea, and it has like matcha powder like on the tea bag. It's like weird. You like shake it off.
Ooh.
I know. So yeah, are you a Costco? Do you guys have Costco up there?
Yes. Oh my god, we love Costco.
Yeah, well,
big
it's the
fans.
Kirkland brand. It's great. Really tasty.
My parents got me like a new, this is so random, like a new like like plunger and like toilet bowl cleaner set from Costco, and we get like a set of knives, a set of bowls, like all that stuff we get from Costco. They have really good apartment stuff.
They do. They honestly have everything. My dad and I went there the other day. It's like my dad and I's thing to like go to Costco together. Went and we just always get the randomest of things, like you said. We got like big beach towels and I don't know, like a ton of stuff. It's a good time.
Yeah, they have great stuff for like summer if you're just like stocking up your fridge, like snacks and stuff. Yeah. The best selection at Costco. Yeah. And honestly, they have some like healthier options too. Obviously, they have like the whole aisles of like candy and stuff. But if you, I don't know, I always find like random good finds at Costco. Like we get this is so random. We get this big jug of like tzatziki sauce. Have you ever heard of this? Mm. It's so good.
The like Greek sauce, right?
Yes, it's so good. We like dip like vegetables into it. It's kind of like a ranch, but it's more like, I don't know how to describe it, like more like cucumbery almost. I don't know. We get like random stuff from Costco like that, where it's like, this is just like a good find, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes it's like, yeah, it's in bulk, but it's also we like this specific thing.
Completely. Aww, so funny. I guess my favorite, kind of going along with the energy vibe, I've been getting coffee like every day. And for some reason, I don't know what happened. I swear it must be like a location thing, because I'm not getting like anxious from coffee anymore.
Yay. Oh, that's so good, because you were worried about that. Yeah.
Yes, I know. Isn't that great? I don't know what happened. Maybe it's just because I'm like done with school. I'm graduated. Like I'm just like chill.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be like a mindset thing. But whatever, not anxious anymore, and I have been drinking the Trader Joe's cold brew, and it's not the cold brew concentrate. It's the one that you get it, and it's ready to pour, and it probably has, like, 3 servings, I would say, like, 3 generous servings, and I really like it. I think it tastes super smooth, gives you good energy. It's just great for those days that you know, don't want to go to Starbucks or Dunkin' or wherever you're going. Because I love taking a drive to Starbucks, but then sometimes it interrupts my day. You know, like if you're in the middle of a flow and then you need coffee, it's like, damn, like I don't want to get up from this task. Because sometimes when you're in the middle of like editing a video or something, it's like you don't want to get up, which I think Danielle and I could definitely relate to. For some reason, I'm like really bad. If I do a task, I want to finish it. I don't want to like start it. I don't want to do it halfway. I want to like get it done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel you. It's like then you get in this mindset and like you don't want to be bothered.
Exactly. So just having it on hand at home is nice, and it's definitely more inexpensive. I kind of want to go to Trader Joe's today. Just feeling random.
I know. We're getting a Trader Joe's close to us very soon, and I can't wait.
Ooh.
I know. Not that I don't. Do you grocery shop on your own a lot when you're at home?
Not really, unless I want specific things for myself, but usually I can just, like, tell my parents, you know, if they're going to the grocery store, like, hey, can you get me, like, hummus or, like, I don't know, whatever the heck
same.
I want. Yeah. Yeah, but I do like to go, like, this week is an odd week because my mom's at work and my dad's around, and I love my dad, but I think we're on very different eating vibes, so I probably will go and, like, pick myself up some stuff, you know?
Yeah. No, I feel that. I think I'm going to go to the grocery store. Why I'm going today and going to get myself some own stuff. Sometimes I feel bad. Like, I have this whole list and they don't even know where to find it and everything like that.
Yeah, no. We're very specific with what we like, too. I feel like versus other people are just like, you know, get me
bread,
whatever it is. Yeah. Bread. And we're like, no, we need like this specific Ezekiel bread.
Yes,
or whatever it is. Yeah.
No, yeah, Dave's killer bread, the best.
Oh yeah, you've been on that grind. I need to start doing breakfast again because I don't do that, and then I just don't eat until like 12, but then I like binge eat at night, so that's not good.
I feel that. Oh well, that's fine. Sorry, my mom's texting me. She's like, "Has Freddie left the house?" I don't know, Mother. I'm recording. He has his, like, senior day today where they, like, go and wear their, like, college shirts, you know? And you, like, run around school. And
fun.
I know. It's so fun. I'm so excited for him.
That is fun. So I guess we could just, you know, kind of get on into the episode, though. I feel like we've shared everything we need to share, updated you guys a bit on our lives, right?
Yeah. It's been a good time. This episode's obviously, well, I guess it's not that short because we did, like, a pretty long intro. But yeah, 73 questions, fun stuff. You get to know each of us a little bit better. And then next week, I have a feeling it's going to be a solo episode. We haven't really chatted, but I think next week's going to be a solo episode because I'm going to be super busy this weekend. You're going to be...
Yeah.
We might not have time
to I totally get that.
So we'll chat, but stay tuned for next week's episode. There obviously will be one.
And then when we're together in Greece, obviously it's going to be...
Gonna be
so
neat.
Fun. So
yeah,
we're gonna
I actually
be back
have to book my flights to New York to come. Yeah. Anyways, things to do. But yes, enjoy this episode.
So we are hopping into the Vogue-inspired 73 questions. Just pulled these from a variety of different sources online, and I think that it will be something fun to get going.
I'm nervous. I hope I don't like hesitate too much. I want to be super like on it.
We purposely didn't tell each other these like in advance though, just so that we were a little. Fun
surprise. I always wonder if in the real Vogue ones if
they know. I think they do.
I think they do because they always they're just like confidently answering
they
and I'm
never
like,
hesitate too.
I'm like, Taylor Swift, how did you do that?
But some of them I forget who, but one of them I was watching, I was like, these answers are boring, I want more like juicy.
Did you watch Kim Kardashian's recently?
No,
she did one like at her house with Kanye and the kids, and it was very like, it was hard because she has kids, so like they were like trying to be like mommy, and she's like, no, okay, sorry, what was the question? So I wonder if that one was candid. I don't really know, like it didn't seem like she knew the questions, but most of the time they do. I love seeing their houses.
I know. And then they're like baking muffins or whatever at the same time.
I'm like,
yeah,
of course, like, oh, it's done. I love that guy. Like, who is that guy?
I don't
that
know.
Narrate like that.
Yeah, he's
all
so
questions.
Good.
Like,
yeah.
I always want to know what it looks like behind the scenes of the Vogue 73 questions.
Yeah, like the production crew.
I think there's
crew.
People holding signs with the next question or something at least, and they probably see it beforehand.
Yeah, they definitely, because you have to think of your answers. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen any.
Well, these. Okay.
So we're gonna try. This is gonna be like probably not the longest episode ever because we're gonna try and make it like super cool. You guys are gonna get to learn a lot about me, and then. In a couple weeks, Brooke is doing one. So,
woo!
Where I ask her 73 questions.
It's fun. Let's hop right into it.
All right. Let's get after it.
What's your favorite place to be?
My grandparents' lake house in Illinois.
Something you can't live without.
Coffee.
Secret talent.
I can put... I don't know how to explain it, but I can, like, put my lips, like... I can, like, put both my lips out. I don't know how to explain it. It, like, looks really weird.
Okay. Three words to describe yourself.
Bubbly, confident, happy.
Where do you typically get inspiration from?
YouTube, podcasts, other people.
Favorite animal?
Labradoodles. They rock.
Favorite snack food?
Cheez-Its on the top of my head.
Favorite meal?
Pasta, spaghetti, anything carbs, really.
Your best piece of advice for someone going to college?
It's gonna be an adjustment, but just ride the wave.
The last book you read? School or non-school?
Oh, I haven't even taken an English class since first semester freshman year of college.
Oh, dang.
Oh, but... How to Be a Badass Part 2 or something with money or something. I forget. But Jen Sincero is the author.
Oh, yeah. The money one. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Favorite genre of music?
Hip-hop.
Favorite song, like, when you're in, like, a happy mood?
Oh, my gosh. There's just so many. Oh, gosh. This is kind of hard. On the top of my head, let's just say Thank Me Now by Drake. You can thank me now.
Favorite song when you're, like, sad?
Ooh.
Or, like, an artist you listen to when you're sad?
Old Taylor Swift, we were talking about this earlier. I'd say, like, Dear John by Taylor Swift or something like that.
What's, like, one thing on your bucket list that you want to do?
Mm. I, holy crap. I'm could stumping say like skydiving, you. But it's not really that. You're stumping me. Bucket list. Something was going to Greece, but we're going to Greece. I don't know.
Don't you want to go? What's that like Bora Bora or like somewhere? I feel like you told me you wanted to go to like one of those.
I mean, like yeah, but
it's not like you have to do it. Sorry, I'm
no, you're good. I'd say bucket list, like top of my head, like go to like an award show or something cool. Like
oh
that.
Yeah, that's cool. Your favorite quote?
She believes she could, so she did.
Favorite sport?
Football.
Favorite place you've ever visited?
New York City, to be honest.
Georgia or Florida?
Florida.
Biggest achievement or like something?
Florida, the state, not the colleges. Okay, University of Georgia Rocks. Okay, sorry to clarify. What?
Biggest achievement or like something that you're proud of?
Hitting 500,000 subscribers.
Best thing that happened to you this month?
Oh my gosh. Probably.
I think I know what it is. Is it something you can't say though?
Yeah.
Something relationship-wise,
yeah,
right?
Just, yeah. Like, I'm really happy I have a boyfriend.
Go-to coffee order?
Venti iced coffee with soy milk.
Favorite beverage?
Okay, I will not say coffee. I love water. Or green juice.
You're sweet. Feel that. Favorite movie?
The Other Woman.
Something you can't do but want to?
Play the guitar.
That's a good one.
I know.
Bad habits.
Bad habits. Overthinking absolutely everything. Quadruple texting.
That's true. If you could have anyone's closet, who would it be?
Danielle Bernstein from Who Wore What.
Yeah.
Or We Wore What.
Favorite way to spend a rainy day?
Movie, blinds closed, blanket, twinkly lights, Tumblr, whatever.
Tumblr XD.
Tumblr.
Favorite day of the week?
Thursday.
Ooh.
Thursday or Sunday. Sunday. I take it all back, Sunday.
Go-to breakfast?
Eggs. Anything with eggs.
Go-to dinner?
Pasta. I'm so healthy.
First kiss story?
Planned it the night before, met out by the lockers.
Ooh. Your favorite color?
Yellow or red.
Guilty pleasure TV show?
Gossip Girl.
First thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Play music.
Favorite season?
Fall, probably.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Favorite workout at the moment?
Cycling. Woo woo.
The best way to relax?
Essential oils on my wrist, neck pillow heated around me, and stress relief playlist on Spotify.
What makes you smile the most?
Funny tweets.
Good one. Memes. Best gift you ever received?
I'm trying to think of something cool and like sentimental. Best gift. I remember one year was like the first, this material is like just the first thing I can think of. I got my first iPhone, and it was like we had finished opening presents, and then like an hour later, my dad was like, oh, there's something else under the tree. It was like a really small box, and I got my first iPhone, like aww. iPhone 3. Like, it was just really exciting. I just remember it was fun.
Do you like surprises?
Yes, love them.
Do you like cupcakes?
Yeah, I like cupcakes.
If you had a tattoo, where would it be?
Somewhere where I could cover if I wanted to. So, like, I don't know, my side or something.
And if you had a tattoo, what would it be?
It would be some sort of quote, like, she believes she was who she did, nevertheless, she persisted, she remembered who she was, and then the game changed. One of those.
Do you have a morning beauty ritual?
I like to wash my face and put on a nice serum and jade roll, maybe.
Do you play any musical instruments?
Piano.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Oh, my mom made me take piano lessons like my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
Travel must have.
Travel must have AirPods. Oh, yeah. For sure.
iPhone or Android?
This is a tough one. iPhone. I do think some Androids are really, really cool, but I am an iPhone user for sure.
What do you love on your pizza?
Just cheese. I'm plain.
Oh, boring.
What do you do? I'm curious. I'm asking you a question.
Any kind of vegetables. Like, I like...
You like mushrooms and stuff?
Yeah, mushroom, olive. Yeah, it's awesome.
I do not like olives on pizza.
Spinach.
Yeah.
Huh. I like margarita pizza with like tomatoes on it, but I guess that's what cheese pizza
is. favorite clothing brand or store, I guess.
Like right now I'm into like Revolve, mm-hmm. I guess.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs. I really don't like cats. I can't really? Lie. I really don't like them.
Favorite board game?
Oh, I love games. board game, though, probably Sorry. I love Sorry. That's a good one. Sorry. Or Life, the game of life.
Oh, I love that one.
Haven't played it in
a while. Favorite video game?
Wii Sports? Mario Kart and Wii Sports. Anything on a Wii.
Favorite smell?
Is it so annoying to say coffee? Or, no, men's cologne.
Oh, so good.
A nice men's cologne, like, not super annoying acts, like, F me up.
Who is the last person you sent a text to?
Oh, shoot. Let's see. My mom.
When's the last time you cried?
I think I cried last week. I don't remember what it was about, but I cried last week.
Do you like to sing?
Yeah, I do.
Were you named after anyone?
No.
Who do you miss right now?
Oh my god, so many things came to mind. Oh, that's so much better. I miss my dog. That's emotional, but I miss her.
This one's deep. Do you think you're strong? Mental and physical.
I could be better. I think, yes, I think I'm pretty strong. I think I've got pretty thick skin.
What's the last thing you ate?
Chipotle.
Leftover.
Chipotle from yesterday.
Beach or mountains?
Beach. But I love mountains. Ugh.
Girl crush?
Ooh, like, who do I think is, like, pretty?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I really can't think on the top of my head. I'm, like, obsessed with Cameron Diaz. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, good one. Least favorite food?
Cream cheese, if that counts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. God. I forgot you hate it so much. Yeah.
Anything with, like mayonnaise, dressing, like Caesar dressing, ranch, like, count me out. Mayo, mustard, no.
So weird.
So random.
What's your spirit animal?
Like, what does that even mean? Like, a dolphin?
Like, I'm like a giraffe because I'm like, something stupid like that. I don't know.
That's funny. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Get back to me on that.
Do you have like a least favorite word? Like, you know,
breath.
Like, really?
Yeah, there's this flower called baby's breath.
Yeah.
I hate the word breath. I don't, I'll say moist weird. All day long. Moist, moist,
I was going to say, are you one of those people that hates the word
I don't
moist?
Mind it. But yeah. Breath? Like, oh, breath.
Spin or yoga?
Spin.
Favorite time of day?
Golden hour.
If you could travel the world with anyone, who would it be?
Brooke.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I so loved. Heels or sneakers?
Sneakers.
Vintage or new?
New.
A skill you're working on? Anything?
Skill I'm working on? Cooking.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as making people feel good.
Does it feel like that was just 73 questions?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Way, right?
Oh my gosh, and you just like made that all cool. No, I don't. So were you surprised by any of those answers?
You did a good job. You didn't really stutter. I was like thinking some of them I would have needed more time, so you did good.
I did improv class back in the day.
You can never say no. That's the number one rule of improv.
Wait, yeah. Just to add something to this episode, can we play Two Truths and a Lie? I just have some ready. You don't have to do some.
Oh my gosh.
I have three. And I want
for
you
your
to
life?
Guess, yeah, that I'm going to okay. say, and you have to guess which one's the lie.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
All right, I just have these written down because the other day my friend and I were doing it. Okay, so here we go. I used to have two pet frogs. I broke my ankle playing flag football. And I was almost casted for an Adam Sandler movie. Which one is the lie? You got this.
I know you played flag football, but I don't think you broke your ankle.
Do you think that's the lie?
Because I totally believe that you were almost cast for a movie. I don't know about the frogs, though. That's a little weird.
I hate frogs. Just so you know now.
Oh, so then it's that one.
Well, no, I'm just telling you I hate frogs to this day.
Okay, so then you did have them as pets, and then...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
The lie was, I've never broken a bone.
I knew it, that's yeah!
Because I feel like, as soon as I said that, I was like, we've totally been talking about breaking things.
Yeah, yeah. So then, I kind of got it, I guess.
Yeah, no, you did. Okay. You did. Okay. I just stumped you really quick. No, I used to have two pet frogs named Abercrombie and Hollister.
Okay, you weirdo.
Yeah, weird. It was like one of those, like, you get the tadpole, and they become a frog. But now I hate frogs.
In, like, a kit?
Oh my god, that freaks me out. Who gave it to me? What did you do? Did you like set them free?
I don't. I really can't. I feel like they like died. I hate frogs. They're like amphibious and weird.
And they.
But apparently, frogs are a good sign of like environment. Like the environment's good.
Really?
Yeah.
I swear to God, we have a frog outside of our house. Like we always hear ribbiting in the morning.
Right. Yeah. I don't like it because one time a huge frog came in the shower and hopped on my foot.
No, thank you.
I'm a very like I've noticed with me. I'm a person that like. If something happens to me, I get scared from it. I don't want to do it for a very long time. Or if I, like, I got seafood poisoning, like.
And then you are triggered from seafood. Yeah. Like, no, that's like, understandable.
I know, but I need to let go. But yeah, that was 73 questions. It's actually funny. Some of the questions you have, I definitely have for you, too.
Oh, well, because we probably looked on the same sources. Websites. Yeah. But I kind of like the this or that questions, like chocolate, vanilla. That's a good,
I didn't put that in there. We could do a this or that episode. Yeah. If you guys like this, let us know. I know it's like quicker, but we did like longer highlights and lowlights and recap and all that fun stuff. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
What's your chocolate or vanilla answer? Now I'm interested. I just said that.
I am so, it depends on the day. Like right now I want vanilla, but I love chocolate. What about you?
I'm a heavy chocolate gal. Yeah. I don't like, if it's vanilla ice cream or nothing, I'm gonna have nothing. Like, I don't even really? Like it. Yeah.
See, but like when I go to like McDonald's, like I love a vanilla ice cream.
I guess you're
cone.
Right. No, but I want it like, I want a McFlurry with Oreos because I like the chocolate. Well, yeah.
Cookies and cream vibes. I had my first McFlurry this year. It's good.
You're like not a really fast food guy. I'm better at the fast food than you.
You're so good.
I love
it.
Dipping fries into like. Like sweet. Salty and like sweet. I like dipping Wendy's fries into Frosties.
I need a Frosty. Right ASAP, now. Right now. As I drink a kale smoothie.
I'm really in the mood for queso.
Queso? It is. Well, yeah.
It's yeah. A good time. I don't know.
It is good.
I posted on my Instagram story. I was like, does Boston have queso? Because it's so popular in the South. But I don't know. Now I'm in a food mood.
I saw your story. Yeah. That was funny.
They do have queso, if you were wondering.
They do. There is queso. I wish Chipotle it's a Southern queso thing. Good. I never had queso until I came to UGA. Same. And that makes me feel better.
And, I never had pimento cheese, and now I'm obsessed.
I haven't gotten on that train yet.
It's a weird texture. You might not be into it.
I'm texture girl. Mm-hmm. You know me.
Or even really, like, chicken salad wasn't really, like... I mean, people do it at home,
I don't like chicken salad, do you?
No.
Chicken salad chick or whatever is popular in Athens.
I'll eat it there, but that would be, like, the only place I would eat it.
Yeah, I just... It's that tang. I don't like that tang.
All those, like, southern... Oh, I had my first deviled egg the other day.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty good, actually. I like them.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't know if I've...
That's pretty Southern.
The taste.
Southern cooking.
Southern cooking. We love that.
All right, well, thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah,
kind of
really
just
random
fun.
Episode, but we just thought it'd be kind of fun to do.
73.
Let us know if you guys want us to do, like, a this or that, or more, like, get to know...
Yeah.
Things where we quiz each other, play games.
Oh,
love
I love games.
Like, I know I'm pretty basic. Each episode, they always do, like, a game in the beginning. I think that's cool.
That's fun.
Yeah, but we love you guys so much. Hope you're having an amazing summer.
Summer.
And we'll talk to you guys very soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to that episode. Thank you guys again for joining us. Please be sure to rate us on iTunes and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify. Download the Podcast One app. That's my preferred method of listening. I don't know about you, Danielle, but I just find it the easiest to use.
It's so nice because then, I don't know, it's just like it doesn't glitch or anything. So it's like from Podcast One and that's where we upload our podcast to. So it's like super... to the point, and they have a ton of other great podcasts too, so it's a good time.
Exactly, so definitely check it out, and I think that's really it. Keep up with us on our Instagram and the Facebook group.
Yeah, the Facebook groups always pop and off. People like started a thread the other day about how they found our videos and like what video brought them. It was so crazy to like see how people found our channels, you know.
I know, and just, like, literally the years. Like, someone wrote, like, 2011. I'm like, can you, like, you've been with us that long?
I know, that's it's crazy. Like, thanks for sticking around, you know?
Yeah, no, seriously, through the highs and the lows, that's, like, a journey.
Yeah, I know. Oh, so much fun. But, yeah, we love what we do. We love Gals on the Go. We love you guys. Brooke's got to go get chopped now. I'm going to go get some coffee. And, yeah, we'll... chat with you guys next week. I'm sure we'll have lots of updates. And just have a great week.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. I'm Shep Rose from Southern Charm, and I'm happy to announce my new podcast called Enough About Me with Shepherd Rose from Podcast One. I'm starting a podcast because I feel like I have a lot to say. have a lot of friends that are a lot of fun to talk to, and I'm going to talk about whatever on my mind. I know it sounds wide sweeping, but that's sort of the point. So download new episodes of Enough About Me with Shepherd Rose only on Apple Podcast and Podcast One.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save.